Dear visitor, here you are in the living rooms of the Barons of Carini. This room leads you through the door on your left into the matroneum of the castle chapel. Just past the door, I invite you to continue initially to the right. You're in the vestibule adjacent to the matroneum. The room is decorated with frescoes using the trompe l'oeil technique. The fresco painting reproducing simple floral motifs is present mainly to replace the absence of architectural reliefs. Of particular note is the coat of arms of the La Grua family, placed as a central rose window in the vault. I now invite you to cross the matroneum, enjoy the beauty of the chapel's decoration for a few more moments, and then proceed to the castle's main living room. The room, intended as a study and antechamber to the alcove, is decorated with motifs that date back to the typical 18th century frescoes, with views of landscapes with ancient ruins. Frescoes from the previous period can be glimpsed in places. These renovations were carried out at the behest of Don Vincenzo La Grua, 3rd Prince of Carini, around the first half of the 18th century. The room has a red marble false fireplace. And on the barrel vault, one can admire a valuable fresco depicting Ulysses meeting Penelope in the company of the dog Argos, a scene inspired by the verses contained in Homer's Odyssey in the 17th book. From this room, through a beautiful 18th century portal, one enters the alcove, where the thalamus of the castle barons was placed. The room is square in shape with a royal vault, and the walls, as well as the vault, are decorated with floral paintings typical of the grotesque frescoes of the time. This and many other rooms were used as barracks at the time of the wars of 1915 and 1940 and had been whitewashed and defaced. Thanks to restoration work, it was possible to recover this incredible pictorial heritage. From this room, through the door to the right of the fireplace, you can continue your tour in the adjacent living rooms. The rooms you will visit are all entirely frescoed, often showing different and overlapping styles, demonstrating the fact that over the centuries, many works have been carried out in the castle and embellishments. You are now in the grotesque room, whose frescoes were probably created around the second half of the 16th century, taking inspiration from a style that was very much in vogue at that time. The grotesques are the result of a real archaeological discovery that took place in the 1400s, when the rooms of the Domus Aurea, Nero's palace at the time half buried by debris, were explored and meticulously surveyed, precisely the grottos from which the name of the style derives. Grotesques are a typically Renaissance style of wall decoration inspired by Pompeian paintings in the 3rd and 4th styles, which, however, also enjoyed great popularity during the Baroque, Rococo, Eclecticism, and Art Nouveau periods. Their temporal spread is therefore between the end of the 15th and the beginning of the 20th century. Continue your visit through the door in the center of the wall. You are in the Pompeian room. The archaeological excavations in Pompeii from the 18th century onwards contributed not only to deepening the history and culture of ancient Rome, but also literally launched artistic fashions and trends. Neoclassicism, in fact, contributing to enriching universal art history. In the villas, theatres, the great city palaces, the Pompeian style and artistic solutions were in the second half of the 18th century and throughout the 19th century an important reference point for artists, decorators, plasterers, sculptors of the time. The fashion of Pompeii can be found in the colours, in the decorations with classical figures, even in the architectural solutions of some of the villas of delight. In this room, artists and decorators applied the typically 18th century taste of Pompeian painting. The use of reds, ochres, blacks is a reworking, albeit not of the highest quality, of some paintings found in the domus of the Pompeii excavations. Now approach the balcony and admire from this point the splendid atrium of the castle. I now invite you to continue along the path through the door to the right of the balcony. In this room, we find the same style of painting as in the study adjacent to the alcove. The style is of typical 18th century frescoes with views of landscapes with ancient ruins. But continue your visit by going through the door opposite the balcony. You find yourself in a room that highlights, following the restoration carried out, the various periods of building and expansion of the castle. I now invite you to continue your visit towards the castle's party hall.